Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. Ladies and gentlemen, Tucker is about to come on the 12-hour marathon, and it's going to be an epic interview. Before that, let's talk about the sponsor, Message. If you're an entrepreneur, a leader, a world changer, I want to talk to you. Number one, maybe I can support you in getting your message out in a bigger way. Specifically, the 12-hour marathon is a blast. Let me know if you think you're a fit to get your message out and help empower our audience to become our greatest possible self. Number two, are you excited about the possibility of getting your message out on your own platform? That possibility. If you want to find out more about that, let me know. Send me a message. Would love to work with you on your podcast and launching that and getting your message out in a bigger way. And then outcome number three, if you want to connect with one of these amazing human beings like Tucker, who's been on the marathon multiple times before, or another one of these epic guests who's come on today, let me know. Would love to connect you. Or hey, just send them a message and connect with them yourself. It's pretty dang easy. That's how I got to where I am today. Sending the messages, putting my arm up saying, hey, I want to talk to you. And then making it happen. Some people are going to say yes. Some people are going to say no. It's all good. But you got to raise your hand first. You got to ask. Because if you don't ask, the answer is always no. Next up is the iTunes review of the week. This week, it's by Jay McVean. And Joe says, Chris is a force of nature. I met Chris in person, and he was a very special person. With a very clean and vibrant energy and a heart that fills the room, he's a joy to know and even more of a joy to learn from. I'm super grateful that he does what he does. Thank you so much, Joe McVean. Appreciate you. And if you want to give us a review, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes store and give us a review there. Thank you in advance for doing that. I appreciate you and your feedback. And definitely subscribe while you're there to get all the latest updates and greatness for Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I'm going to introduce Tucker in just a second here. Before that, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper. This dude is like a quantum physicist. He's a motivational speaker. He's just a badass and just kicking butt, taking names. So make sure you stay tuned because it's going to be a lot of fun, definitely. Tucker Bearden is a theoretical physicist, keynote speaker, and Asperger's advocate. He was born with a neurological abnormality that hinders one's natural abilities to understand social cues, as well as emotional responses, known as Asperger's. After being fired from over 20 different jobs for his lack of communication skills, Tucker started working with thoroughbred racehorses. Working 7 days a week, 365 days a year, Tucker had to find a way to entertain himself, so he searched through YouTube and found something known as a TED Talk, which changed his life forever. Tucker knew he had found his purpose, but he had to overcome severe anxiety that was generated while being around people. In spite of countless panic attacks and 2 heart attacks on his journey, Tucker refused to give up. After that, he began giving homeless people pizzas and asking to hear their story. And through this, Tucker learned how to communicate and found that if you can be the blessing for others, you will live within blessings and your greatest challenges will become your most powerful strengths. And we're blessed to have him here with us today. Tucker, you ready to rock the house, sir?
Absolutely, brother. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you back. Every time it is rocking, man. So we're going to dive right into the theme of the day, which is when all those little things add up. So what does that mean for you? The little things adding up, Tucker?
Man, little things, brother. The little things is what compiles everything. You know, a lot of times you hear me tell people that without your darkness, the light would hold no value. Well, what that boils down to is without your pain, the days where the light shines bright, it wouldn't have any purpose. Well, that comes down to the little things, the big things in your world as well. I mean, the big things in your life are great, but they wouldn't be anything without the little bitty steps and the little bitty moments that built up to that. I mean, whether it be enjoying your day and having gratitude for the fact that you get to breathe clean air and have a roof over your head, or it be the fact that you just so happened to bump into somebody and that had you meet somebody that meets somebody to meet somebody that ends up finding the love of your life. Yeah. You never know what it may be. But yeah, without the little things, man, it wouldn't. They're what make up the world.
That's right, man. I love it. Great response, man. And for people who are just getting connected with you, Tucker, tell us a little bit more about who you are, what you stand for, and how you serve your clients, man.
Well, man, like I said, my name is Tucker Bearden. I'm theoretical physics is something that I do on the side, but when it comes to what I mainly focus on, I'm a keynote speaker and a Ziglar legacy. I travel around and I basically embody Zig Ziglar whenever I step on stage. My focus and my passion is creating generational change for people. I want you to be able to come to one of my conferences, and when you hear me speak just once, I want to inspire some kind of change in you that pushes you to the point where you inspire change in someone else and create a domino effect for years to come.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, man. I love it. And that generational change, where did that desire come from? Was that something that Zig Ziglar and his foundation taught you, or where did you really create that desire?
It was just something that I figured out, man. I realized that I've been in places in my life where somebody said just one little thing to me, one good thing. Like, I have a horrible day, and then one person comes along, they say something polite, they say something nice, or they do something for me, and then in turn, I start having a better day. So I do something nice for somebody else, and then they in turn have a better day, et cetera, et cetera. Well, generational change is that domino effect or that butterfly effect when, like, for instance, I've had people that watch my videos contact me and say, you know, my family, we were on the verge of falling apart. Me and my husband were about to get a divorce. And we watched your video together, and now we're able to bring our family back together. Or somebody, like, there was a lady that contacted me and said her husband was an abusive alcoholic, and he watched one of my videos, and he decided not to go out and get drunk that night. And in turn, her and her son didn't get beat that night. And that's trauma that child's not going to have to endure. That's possibly going to affect him 30, 40 years from now. Mm. See, that's what I mean by generational change. It's a small act of kindness today or a nuclear seed that you plant today that's so small in the moment, but years down the road, generations down the road, it becomes this huge thing that's impacting people. So that's my focus.
That's beautiful, man. Beautiful. And I know, like, you've really been stepping up in your speaking and traveling around the United States and sharing your message with people. Tell us about that. Like, when did that really start picking up for you?
It was actually last year. Last year was whenever I finally started getting to travel. I think about 2 years ago, about 2 years ago is whenever I Yeah, it was. It's over 2 years now. It was whenever I got to speak for the first time on stage in Vegas. That was a huge game changer for me. And now I've gotten to speak at a multitude of places around the country. Ended up, I spoke at the Habitude Warriors Conference for the first time, and it was really cool. They inducted me as the sixth person in the world to be a Habitude Warriors Hall of Fame rock star. And they have a conference every month to two months with 30 to 60 speakers, and they've been doing that for years. So to be number six, I thought that was, like, it was such an honor. And then I got that phone call from the Ziglars. That was just unbelievable. Tom Ziglar, Zig Ziglar's son, calls me up one day, and he was like, "Hello, this is Tom Ziglar." I'm like, "No, it's not." There's no way. And they ended up, they wanted me to represent them. So it's just been a journey of growth, and really, honestly, this is just the beginning, man.
That's incredible. What do you think had you stand out so that they wanted to work with you and have you represent them?
I think it was the passion. I mean, in today's time, one of the things that you will notice if you're in the world of public speaking, is everybody and their mama and their sister's auntie, uncle got something to sell you. When they get up on stage, they give you this whole sob story, how I did this, it was so sad, and then I did something great, and for the low, low price of $99.99, you can get it. What's normally $50,000, you can get it for $5,000 today if you just go to the back of the room and sign this piece of paper. And see, that's the thing is, and there's nothing wrong with that, so to speak. I don't have a problem with selling from stage, but the difference between me and everybody else is that is speaking for your business. Mm. And with me, it's not only is speaking is my business, but speaking is my passion. They speak for their business and their business is their passion.
Yeah.
See, I don't get on stage to sell you anything, and I don't get on stage expecting to inspire every person in that audience. I get on that stage, and I light a fire in those people's soul the way that it lit in mine, because I know that there's one person in that audience out of all those people. There's one person that didn't come to that conference because they want to hear what I have to say. They came to that conference because there's something that they needed to hear.
Mm.
That's where I step in, is my job is not to deliver to you the things that you want to hear. It's to tell you the things that you need to hear to get you to that next level. Because I don't sugarcoat anything. Sugar causes cavities. I ain't got time to go to the dentist. I'll hurt friends on stage, for real.
Yep. Damn, that's so powerful, man. I know you're also networking with a ton of people, and you're really good at building those relationships. Do you think that had a success factor for you, or a reason why you succeeded?
Brother, that's not even a factor. That's the key. Like, dude, your network is your net worth. Like, if you don't connect, look, man, if you want to detonate, you got to collaborate. If you want to blow up, you want to go in every, you want to send your message in every direction. You want to connect with people around the world. Yeah. Look, to think you can do it on your own is pure arrogance and ignorance at its finest. People that say, well, carve your own trail. Well, that's fine. You can carve your own trail, but while you're whacking at it with machetes, I'm getting on a Harley and taking this road that somebody paved for me.
Yeah.
quit trying to beat through the jungle on your own and hop in an airplane. So I've already figured it out. But yeah, man, connecting with people that function at a higher level than me was the key to breaking free. Because look, there are opportunities that if you don't connect with people that make you that you're uncomfortable to connect with, you don't grow your circle, there are opportunities that you'll miss. Yeah. And when you miss an opportunity, there is somebody out there that had the chance that if you would have followed through with that, they would have heard your message. They would have heard about your service. They would have, they needed what you had to offer. And because you weren't willing to expand your circle and grow and network, that person never got to hear you. That's the thing, man. You can have the best business in the world. You can have the best apple pie that's ever been made, but if don't nobody know it exists and you ain't told nobody and connected with nobody, then it don't matter.
Yeah. So how do you approach connecting and networking?
How do I approach it? Yeah. I bring such a high energy to the room. You can't help but want to talk to me. So I used to be one of those people that I was very quiet. I'd hide in the back corner and just hope that somebody would be nice enough to come talk to me. And I realized that when you do that people, they start thinking you're weird, or they don't want to connect with you. They don't want to be a part of your circle. So what I started doing was I started raising my energy higher than the people I wanted to connect with. Then I go up to somebody and I would straight up, I'll just start compliment them on something. Like, man, dude, that is a cool shirt, brother. Where you get something like that from? Man, that thing looks expensive. Like, just little stuff like that. Get people talking. And then what I learned while talking to those homeless people on the side, like giving them the pizzas and learning with them, was that people love to talk about themselves. If you want to make a friend, if you want to make a friend with anybody, get them to tell you about themselves.
Yeah.
And you can sit there and say nothing the whole time, and they'll think you're the coolest person in the world because you sat and listened to them. Look, I'm gonna give a tip to all the fellas listening out here and all the women. Ain't no man nor woman ever listen their way out of a relationship or a job. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh, that's gold. And I think it's really the age that we're in. It really takes listening to people and making them feel special, you know, the used car salesman mentality of just pressure, manipulation, get people to do things, that doesn't work. You really have to hear people's needs, what's important to them, and make them feel heard and validated. That is what will open up the door to all these opportunities.
Absolutely, man. I mean, like, look, dude, people are, it's kind of like at events, and I know there are people listening to this that are going to want to reach through the speaker and strangle me. I know, because I've had them at events tell me that firsthand, but people are getting tired of being sold all the time. Look, like, selling is great. There's nothing wrong with sales. Yeah. Everything you do is a sale, whether you're attracting a female into your life or you are selling a product. You are the product. You must sell yourself. But people are getting so sick and tired of the bulldog mentality. Because it's kind of like this. Like Manny Lopez is my mentor. And he ran the numbers over thousands of people that have went to his events. Mm-hmm. And every single person that asked for a refund on one of his programs was somebody he sold from stage. Now, what does that have to do with this? Because people who are bulldogged into a sale, they don't buy it because they need it. They buy it because you emotionally wrangled them into into feeling like they had to do it in that moment. People at events, generally, they don't buy because they need the product. They buy because their friend next to them bought, and they don't want to be left out.
Yep.
They don't want to, I don't want to be the only one at the table that didn't do it. And then when they leave, they're like, why did I just spend $1,000 on that? I'm not even going to use it. Well, it's the same thing with sales, man. People want you to just listen to them, man. It's not that hard to shut up.
How do you, I'm curious, Tucker, since you know a lot about human psychology and performance, how do you balance being real and authentic and connecting with people with knowing what to do to like leverage the psychology to get people to make a decision that's quote unquote in their best interest?
Well, it's like this. Can I answer your question by telling a short story?
Please.
Okay. So I got hard off on money and I was trying. So I went to go. I wanted to sell cars. So I was like, hell, I've literally sold dirt to a ditch digger. This can't be that hard to sell a car. So I go and I fill out the application. And the manager called me back there. But I was like, before we sat down, I was like, sir, just so you know, I am terrible at applications. I know how to sell. I don't know how to fill out an app. And he was like, okay, cool. He said, sell me this pen. And he pulled out a pen from his jacket and he set it on the table. And I was like, okay. So I pick up the pen and I start looking at it. And I said, Mr. James, how long have you been in the market for a pen? He said, well, now that I think about it, I'm not. And I set the pen down. I shook his hand. I said, it was nice to meet you, Mr. James. You have a blessed day. And I walked out. And well, when I walked back in, he was like, what happened? I thought you were going to sell me the pen. I said, Mr. James, I don't sell people things they don't need. You're not in the market for a pen. Why would I shove it down your throat? So to answer your question, never be fake. Right. You always want to be real, because the person you're selling something to, if you're selling them something and all you care about is the money, first of all, they're going to be able to feel it in the sale. They feel it when you message them and you say, hey, man, how are you doing?
Yep.
Do your business with blah. It becomes very apparent, but So I'm not fake with people. Like when I get on the phone with somebody and I get talking to them about what they're doing, I show genuine interest. I show genuine excitement about what it is I'm selling. Yeah. If I don't think that you need it, I'm going to give you whatever freebie that I use to get you on the phone or whatever it is that I can offer you. I give you free information that I know can help you. And then I'm going to move on. I'm not going to shove something down your throat that you don't need. So the answer is keep it real, man. And if they need it, sell it to them. Because if they really need it, then you should feel obligated to get them that product. Yeah. You're doing them a disservice if you let them walk away whenever you know they need your product. But if they don't need it, don't sell it to them.
Nope. So I'm curious, do you think I feel like the balance today is people are so afraid of crossing the line and offending people and pushing them too far versus like, I'm going to sell this person no matter what it takes, even if they don't need it. You know, I think that the place most people are at, especially service providers, coaches who are like mixing their value and worth as a human being with their product and service. And if they get rejected, if their service gets rejected, then they take it really personally. What do you say to those people who are a little too afraid of what people think in getting rejected?
Okay, first of all, I think that you need this. I'm speaking to them, by the way. Mm-hmm. I need to stop being a snowflake. If you're gonna be a salesman, step in the kitchen, sit in the heat, get a few door locked in your face. Because if you want, you can get a snowflake.
So Tucker, you're breaking up a little bit. You still there?
I'm going in a little. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit now.
I'm getting better signal now. Am I good?
Awesome. Yeah, it's better now. Okay. You cut out at Snowflake. Tell us the Snowflake story.
Yes. Okay. So look, if y'all want to be a salesman, you got to be willing to get your teeth kicked in. You got to. Yep. Be willing to have doors slammed in your face. Don't take it personal. Look, sales, 98% of sales happen between 5 and 12 contacts in, but yet 92% of entrepreneurs give up within 2 contacts. That person tells you no twice, and you think, oh, well, I'm just bothering them. They don't need my service. But the people that make the sales, the sales happen 5 to 12 contacts in. So, look, when someone tells you no, don't take it personal. And in fact, if you get on a sales call, and this is going to happen, you get on a sales call and somebody has a crappy attitude that they don't feel like talking to you, and you're like, look, I know this person needs my product. Why is it that they're not getting with me? Dude, their dog might have died that morning. Yeah. They may have just realized that their aunt is coming over, and by God, they got to cook that woman pancakes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like anything, you got to think it's just like road rage. People get road rage because somebody cut them off. That person might be having a bad day. Their mama might have died that morning. So these people, to all these people that they get butt hurt whenever somebody slams a door in their face or they hang up the phone on them, dude, don't take it personal. Out of 100 people you call, only 2 of them, statistically speaking, are going to close that deal that day. And the rest of them, you're going to have to contact 5 to 12 times. So look, if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen and go work at McDonald's. Because if you're going to be a salesman, you fixing to have to get burned. It's going to get real, baby. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I love it, man. I really appreciate that. And I also think like people's attention span is so short. Like someone will say, hey, I'm going to sign up for the program. Yes, I'm in. You say, okay, great. I'm going to send you over the details, sign up, and then we'll get started. Looking forward to it. And then they fall off the wagon. It's like, what the heck happened, you know? And some people just need to like, like Jim Rohn talks about herding cats, right? Like these people are like, it's like trying to herd cats, you know? know, like you gotta keep going forward. You gotta keep getting them back on the path. And it's like that's the sales perspective is you gotta take them from wherever they're at to across the finish line. You are responsible for them. You're accountable for them. It left to their own devices, they're going to get distracted, and you know the intention to buy is going to fade right after they jump off the call. So it's like trust that your product and service, if they saw the value in it and you know it's a good fit, and they said, I want to find out more, I want to take the next steps, then you get to be responsible for taking them across the finish line. You get to be responsible for addressing any kind of fears or hesitations or blocks or triggers that come up along the process, and understand, be compassionate, be empathetic, and say, hey, listen, I get it. Like, I get you're busy. I get you got distracted with making those pancakes. It's all good. Like, and we're still going to get started with this program. So here's the next steps. I'm really looking forward to having you sign up and be in the program, get the service, whatever it is. And when can you make that buy? When can you make that payment buy? When can you get it complete by? And it's just like holding people accountable and being rigorous about it.
Yeah, and then it's like this too. And here's the thing too: a lot of people think that their product is the next best thing since sliced bread, right. and that because it's your baby, that everybody needs it. And look, you know what? In the sales world, we call that diaper to diaper sales. Hmm. And that when I ask you what your target market is, if you tell me, "Oh, everybody can use this," I know that you're not selling anything. Like. Period. You don't know. No, everybody cannot use what you have. It is not a product that everybody wants. I promise you, 90 out of 100 people don't care what you're selling, and they don't. It don't matter. So if you can solve a problem for somebody, a legitimate problem, then you can sell them. People don't go out and spend $50,000 on a vehicle because it's shiny and looks good. People go out and spend $50,000 on a vehicle because it safely gets them and their family and their kids from A to B and back in a timely manner. People don't pay $1,000 to sit on a jet for 30 minutes because they like flying. They do it because the problem is they need to save time. The answer is paying $1,000 to get on a jet.
Yep.
Your pay only goes as high as your problem.
That's gold, man. So I want to dive into this aspect of blueprint to success, because I know something that's super important for you is having these blueprints and following something that's like a proven model. Tell us a little bit more about that, man.
All right, man. The blueprint, I follow Manny Lopez. My mentor is Manny Lopez, and our blueprint to success is serving your way to success. Mm-hmm. So what I'm fixing to say, a lot of people, again, are going to be like, no, that's so wrong. But y'all don't know what you're talking about. So the serving your way to success is giving away your secret sauce. Mm. You see a lot of people, what they do is they give you a little bit of information and then they say, well, to learn the rest of it, you just pay me $4.99 or give me $1,000 today and I'll give you the rest of the info. Instead, what we do is we teach you everything we know for free. We give it all away. You can go to manifestation.com and sign up completely free. We'll never ask for any payment information. And you've got us along with all of our industry leaders teaching you. I mean, these are billionaires and millionaires teaching you how to build a business, how to live a better life, how to be successful. And we teach you all of that for free. But we know that statistically speaking, 97% of people that you give something to for free will not take action on it without you holding their hand through the process. Yeah. So that's how we make our money. Look, if 97% of people aren't going to use what you give to them for free anyway, why would you charge them? You got all these people trying to sell these $10,000 packages to teach somebody how to do something, and then they wonder why they're not considered the authority in their field. When people picture the person who is an expert, they're not who you go to.
Right.
Look at Grant Cardone. Grant Cardone is considered to be the world's leading sales trainer. Why? He didn't start off selling training courses. Go to YouTube. He has millions of dollars worth of free advice, free training. He teaches it all on YouTube. And then you go, if you pay for Cardone University, everything that's in Cardone University is on YouTube. But you didn't take action with it because until you bought into Cardone U, you're not going to use it. It was free. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All right. So that's it. That's the blueprint, man. It's serving. Like, stop thinking that you're going to teach people how to do what you do and create competition. There are billions of people in this world. Go into your city, stand on top of a skyscraper, look over out across that city. There are thousands upon thousands of people just within your frame of sight and within your entire life. You won't even touch a fragment of them. Mm-hmm. And you think you're going to go out and teach somebody how to do what you do and create competition? Are you smoking something I can't afford? what? You know what I mean? So that's the blueprint, man. Serve your way to success. Don't be greedy. Give away your secret sauce. Man, look, we're all in this game together. You're either willing to help your neighbor or you're going to go to war with them. And I don't know about you, but I would rather have teammates than somebody I got to fight.
That's right, man. It's like the power of community. I think recognizing that there's abundance, there's more than enough to go around. You don't need to operate out of scarcity and fight over territory. I think everyone brings a different set of skills and gifts to the table. And if we learn how to work together and highlight each other's skills and, you know, who do you love to serve, it's probably not going to be the exact same person that I love to serve. And you're going to say, Chris, you know, you love working with world changers. You want to help them launch their podcast. You want to interview them on the 12-hour marathon. That's a very unique place that you're coming from. And then Tucker, I know that you're getting people onto this amazing platform and app that you're creating that, like, that's your perfect person, you know? So even if we were even closer in like the same industry, so to speak, and provided the same service, we still do it in a different way. And we can find out how can we share the message and get that out so that the right people hear it and the right people get the benefits of that offer.
Exactly. And that's the thing, man, is like, look, let's say me and you are the exact same industry and we do the same thing. Like my app, I haven't said anything about it yet, but I have an app called Embracing Capability, and I'm bringing people onto that. Even if you have the exact same platform that's doing the exact same thing, if I teach you how to do what I do, I'm not going to create competition. You're not going to take people away from me. What you're going to do is you're going to go, okay, well, I'm in the same industry and I'm making money doing this too, but this person taught me that. This person gave away their secret sauce. They went out of their way to teach me this. So therefore, in the future, you're going to have people that come to you with bigger demons than you can handle. Like, you look, if you're little, you're right down here. You're handling little devils. You're on, because you're on a little level. I'm working on a higher level, doing the same thing, but I'm capable of handling a higher devil. Mm. So if you want your, so teaching you that, like, you're gonna send people to me. You're going to say, yeah, this dude taught me this. Like, this is gold. I mean, you're going to be willing to refer people my way. Cause I mean, you know, you can't handle all that. And then we connect to each other and maybe you do something in our industry better than I do. Mm. I come across somebody and I go, well, you know, Chris is a lot better at this than me. Mm. So I sit in your direction. And then now we're networking instead of the snag from one another.
Hmm. Yeah, man, that's gold. It's a completely different paradigm, but it's like the age that we're living in, and it's going to be required more and more, is like working together, because the people who don't, like you said, the people who are trying to machete their way and chop down the forest, man, they're going to have a difficult pioneering path.
Hey, y'all gonna get malaria and everything else, and you good. I mean, hey, if that's what you want to do, I mean, hey, I don't know about you, but hey, you go ahead and pee in the water in the jungle and see what happens. I'm just saying. All right.
I love it, man. So your focus with this app, tell us a little bit more about why you decided to go the route of creating an app.
Okay, so I created, Manny Lopez's team built it, but it's my concept. So it is the app. It's a smart app. So you don't actually have to download it on your phone. It works through your browser, and it doesn't take up any space, but yet it can be opened through your home screen just like a normal app. It's called Embracing Capability. The logo, once it's finished, is going to say Embracing Disability, and then it's going to have DIS scratched out and CAP carved into it. So it's stepping over your disability to find what you're capable of achieving.
Love it.
And interviewing people, kind of like you're doing on here, finding game changers, people impacting the world. And then I'm featuring that interview as well as an article with them on the app, then bringing business owners in. And the business owner, they get a searchable profile on the app that has multiple points of contact, like phone number, email, social media, call to action, bio description, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then I drive unlimited traffic to that app every month. Each membership, I can put money into paid advertising that's highly targeted. So imagine the app as a mall.
Okay.
So at a mall, you put your business in the mall and you pay $2,500 to $3,000 a month to have your business sit there. And then the mall drives nonchalant customers into the mall in the hopes that somebody might see your store. So with the app is like having a store in the mall, except for the mall is driving you. Instead of a monthly fee, it's a one-time fee. And the mall is driving highly targeted paid traffic directly to your store every single month.
That's awesome.
So that's the concept of the app. And if anybody would like to get a profile on the app, I would love to talk with you, connect with you, and see if you are a good fit.
And beautiful. And the reason why you wanted to create the app in the first place, why'd you choose an app versus going out and creating a course? Why'd you choose the app versus writing a book? Why did you choose the app over some other platform or podcast or YouTube?
Because none of the other platforms give people the opportunity to connect on the level that the smart app is. Mm. So I don't charge people to be interviewed and have the interview featured in the app. So these people that want to get their story out there, that want to impact lives, but they don't know how to build an audience. They don't have a platform that they know how to use, or they don't have money to put towards building up this massive audience or influence. It gives them an opportunity to get publicity that's not paid for, because I know back in the day, I wish somebody would have done that for me.
Hmm.
I mean, like the first time I was allowed to speak on stage, I didn't pay to speak on stage, and there were people paying tons of money to speak on that stage. Hmm. And then that one moment of publicity opened up so many doors for me that it changed my life forever. Hmm. And if I can do that for somebody, I don't feel like there's anything bigger than that. I mean, that's that generational change, because it all revolves back to that. I mean, you hear me tell people that if you can be the spark in the darkness for somebody, then your life will be worthwhile. Well, that's what that is if you can be the spark that lights the way through the darkness for even one person a day in any shape, form, or way, it doesn't matter if your name isn't remembered throughout history, your entire life will be worthwhile. And with this app, that's what I'm doing. This is a legacy that I'm building that allows me to be the spark for multiple people at a time.
That's gold, man. I love it. So it's really to put people's message out there effectively. And this is a way that you feel is custom to you. It's a great platform that a lot of people don't know about yet, and they can really take advantage of and get the benefits of it, get their message out, get new clients, and have this marketplace and get in and get access to it at a very reasonable investment.
Yes, exactly. And the cool thing is, people say, well, why can't I just use another platform like Facebook or email marketing?
Right.
And that's cool. You can. But Facebook, social media, when you're putting offers out on social media, they have a 6% open rate.
Hmm.
When you're using email marketing, It has an 8% open rate. Anybody, and when anybody creates a profile on my app, see, to create a profile is free. To have your business featured, that's where the fee comes in. But anytime somebody creates a profile on my app so that they start seeing all the stories and start following me, now they get hooked up into my texting network. Now, social media has a 6% open rate. Email marketing has an 8% open rate. Text messages, 97% of text messages are opened within 5 minutes of being out. So anytime that your business does something new, or I have a new person featured in the app, every person in the app, no matter how many thousands of people that is, get a text message on their phone with their name saying, "Hey, Chris, welcome John Doe to Embracing Capability. This is his business and this is what he offers," or whatever, you know. So you're guaranteed 97% of the people within 5 minutes, 97% of the people that are hooked into my app within 5 minutes will see any new thing that your business is doing or anything that you featured.
Dude, that's incredible. And I think that's, you got to pay attention to what's being used today. You know, email is less used because it's so overwhelming. Everyone's getting like spam and stuff, you know, just like how direct mail, like it's not as highly used anymore because people feel like everything that they get through direct mail is like, you know, junk mail that they don't really care about. People used to be excited to go get their mail and what would be inside of it. And so really knowing those trends, that's super important. And also, I think what's important is to recognize what are the trends that are coming up. I know like Facebook Messenger bots and stuff like that. That's a whole another arena. So it's like, be aware of where the trends and the early adopters, the innovators are leading the pack, and then say, okay, do you predict that this will be successful? Do you want to invest and go in on that wave?
Yes, that's so true. And I'll tell you, a way that you can actually use that junk mail that you're getting at your oh, by the way, if my phone overheats, I'm so sorry. It's telling me my temperature is really high. But anyway, all this junk mail that's being sent to your house that you don't want, I can tell you a way to use that to make some money. So you, when someone sends you junk mail, if you mail it back to the address that sent it to you, there's somebody that gets paid $10 an hour to sit there and open every single one of those pieces of mail and see what was sent back to them. So if you want to have all that mail that's being sent to your house be used for a purpose, take out what it is that they mailed to you and put a proposal to your business that says, "Do you hate your job? Call blah, 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 blah." Wow. And every person that's doing that hates their job. So they're going to open up, they're going to get that, they're going to open it up, and they're going to go, "Oh, a new opportunity to work with somebody or to make some money in an MLM or whatever it is that they're doing." It's another way to get, it's like going to stamps.com and for $20 getting 50 stamps printed out that have your face on them. And then you mail a stamp with your face or your company logo to somebody or a potential client, and they go, "Wow, that's really professional." Or even more so, you have a potential client that you want to work with, so you go to stamps.com and get a stamp with their face on it. And then, Chris, you get a letter in the mail with a stamp that's got your face and the phoenix on it. Yeah. You're like, you're going to call me up and go, "Dude, I knew I was good, but how in the world did I get on a stamp?" And I'm going to go, "Okay, give me a minute so I can close you on this deal."
Dang, that's rad, man. I love it, Tucker. So tell us a little bit more about what you got that's planned for the coming months and the rest of 2019. We know you're working on the app, man. Anything else you got really exciting that's coming up?
Well, the app is my biggest thing that I'm working on right now, but I'm starting a new side business. I'm not going to give all my little secrets away on it just yet, but I will say that it has to do with using the Wish app. And I found a few tricks with the Wish app that I can use to make a hefty profit. I'm going to be sharing here soon. Once I figure all that out and I know all the ins and outs of it and I can properly share it with people, I'm going to give that secret sauce away on that as well. In the next 6 months, I'm putting on a Zig Ziglar event in San Diego. So that's going to be cool. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be, since I'm a Ziglar legacy, I can actually put on a official Zig Ziglar event, and we're having Tom Ziglar, Zig's son, is going to be speaking there. So that's going to be pretty cool.
That's rad, man. So awesome. Tucker, dude, this is super gold. And in terms of a final takeaway you want to give to our audience, the biggest takeaway, something we've already covered, if you want to recap it, or if we haven't touched on it yet, let's give that to our audience, man.
Man, the biggest thing I want to tell each and every one of y'all is if you want your life to change and you don't like the things that you see around you, remember that until you begin to change the way you look at things, the things around you will never begin to change. If you want the world to be better, you want to enjoy it, to become a better version of yourself. Go out and say, if you met one person some way, your life will begin to change. Change small things. And above all, remember, if you can be the spark that lights the way through the darkness for even one person a day in any shape, form, or way, it doesn't matter if your name isn't remembered. So I appreciate you for bringing me on here, Chris. You're absolutely amazing. The show is amazing. And I hope that you share.
Dude, thank you, man. And Tucker, how do they stay connected with you again? Where do they go?
You can find me on Facebook. Just look up Tucker Bearden. If you Google Tucker Bearden, I am impossible not to find. I completely dominate the SEO for my name on Google. If you want to reach out to me personally, you can reach out at 501-625-2342. Shoot me a text message and we can hop on a call. If you call me outright, I may not answer.
Dude, I love it, man. I love it. Tucker, you are an incredible human being. Keep up the heat, man. Excited to see you rise to meteoric, massive success and impact people in a big way. Get their message out. Get their services out. Get their cash register to ring. And I'm just excited to see you grow, man. Keep up the heat, okay?
Yes, sir, man. You have a blessed day, man. Much love.
Take care. We'll see you soon.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you are committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.employeeescapeplan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website beyourgps.com and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.